You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. The world leader in Bitcoin mining used to be China. But last summer, the Chinese government banned the entire industry. So at the moment, the world leader in mining is us. More than a third of global Bitcoin is mined in the United States, with companies in places like Texas and Georgia. But one reason China wanted those miners out? They use a huge amount of energy. In the U.S., Bitcoin mining consumes more electricity annually than Washington State. Over the next few weeks, we're looking at the impact of this industry on climate change and our power grid. But to start, what exactly is crypto mining? I put that question to Marketplace's Matt Levin.
I think it's important to lay out the role of miners. So basically, Kimberly, if I sent you a check like it was 1998 for $40,000, which is the price of Bitcoin right now, some bank somewhere is going to verify that I have 40 grand in my account before that transaction goes through. But Bitcoin doesn't do banks, right? The whole point is to avoid a centralized financial authority. And so miners are the ones that play a pivotal role in verifying these types of transactions to make sure that I have a Bitcoin in my account that I can actually send you.
So at this point, what happens after you've verified that I can pay you in Bitcoin or Ethereum or something else?
Basically, miners all across the world are competing to add their list of transactions they verified to the forever ledger, the blockchain that can be used in perpetuity going forward. So to figure out which miner wins, Bitcoin software spits out a mathematical puzzle, which is really more like a lottery, a search for a random number. You can think of it like a slot machine. And so miners all over the world on these high-powered machines are pulling that slot machine arm as fast as they possibly can to guess that right number.
And why are these miners competing so hard to win this lottery?
Because the jackpot is pretty sizable. It is 6.25 bitcoins, which is worth over $250,000 right now.
And that's pretty energy intensive, right?
That's right. So collectively, the entire Bitcoin mining industry uses as much electricity as the country of Norway, which I'm assuming has a pretty hefty heating bill in the winter. We should say, you know, Bitcoin evangelists will argue, hey, look, it's not as if mainstream financial services, which Bitcoin is supposed to, you know, replace at someday, it's not as if those financial services are carbon neutral. And you can also plug in mining machines to renewable energy sources relatively easily. But this is nevertheless a major concern for those who are worried about climate change.
Marketplace's Matt Levin, and you can hear more of his reporting on Bitcoin mining on our Marketplace Tech podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.